Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z, and I'm so happy to be able to present live music to the Westchester area. Reminds me of a kid growing up on Long Island. I think it was UHF channel that had Disco Teen with Zachary, who used to do Chiller Theater. I know you guys don't remember him. But I'm glad to keep the tradition of live music alive. Today we have 10 Feet Deep. Their name came from playing their first gig at the bottom of a swimming pool in Bedford. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Exactly, yep.
Empty swimming pool.
Had great acoustics.
You know, I'm thinking of that movie, what is it, Dogtown? Where they don't know that. Digstown, maybe.
Before our time.
My daughter's younger than you. It's our time. Okay. Anyway, so you guys met in Bedford at high school. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Name is Peter.
I'm Brendan.
Alexander.
Mike.
Right. So in Beatle terms, that would be John, George, Paul, and Ringo. And you guys do remind me of the Beatles in a fantastic way. I mean, you do have a nice group coherence, a nice chemistry. Who would you throw out if you had to? just joking.
Brendan.
Definitely.
We talk about this. You talk about this all the time? If you had to do a trio, too.
Okay. You're the most talented guy, and then the rest of you just seem to be even better.
So much better.
That's the idea.
It's all relative.
So we were talking about playing Bleecker Street, something that I did for many years. And it's just so funny because we're talking about, is Pat Kenny still down there? Pat, Paul Colby still down there. But it's just so funny because at one time, Paul Colby sold the Bitter End, but he sold it to someone who wouldn't license the name, so they changed it to the Other End.
Really?
And that, so it was that for 10 years.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Then Pat Kenny took it over a certain time, then it became the Bitter End. So it's interesting that these guys are still down there.
Yeah.
Although the village looks a lot different now than it used to. What's it like playing down there?
Well, it's changed a lot even since we started playing. I mean, when we first started playing together in high school, I mean, we did our first show in the city, it was like 2002, maybe.
Oh my God, that's so long ago.
We're a little baby.
Oh, the Elbow Room,
the Lion's Den. I mean, there were all these clubs around that back then that had been around for 30 or 40 years.
And they shut down.
And they were like, you know, we played the Elbow Room probably 10 times when we were in high school.
We were like 16.
And it was a great club, and we all separated. We all went to college. We got back together maybe a little less than a couple years ago. Did all new music that we, you know, had all been working independently, I guess, at college, and we got together and collaborated on some new songs together, and we did this album.
The album, which you were extolling the virtues of a pick before.
Yes. The pick is the best way to open your CDs.
Best way to open the TFD album.
Yeah.
So what I... TFD, I love it. Acronyms rule.
Got to breathe.
So this is 10 Feet Deep.
Self-titled album.
I'm going to turn it around. I love it's got the name on both sides, just in case you're an idiot.
You think that's the front.
I mean, yeah. And what I like is it's low on one side, but high on the other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to open it.
This is a tour. This is like MTV Cribs with our CD.
You know what I love about this? This reminds me of the Cars imitating the Beatles.
So meta.
So we're imitating the Cars.
Yeah, imitating the Beatles.
Well, the picture. Just the picture.
Yeah.
Well, Alex did the album art, so...
Yeah,
we made it. He did. He designed everything.
Well, I love it.
Full circle with the vinyl.
It's not really vinyl.
No.
Vinyl.
I thought it would be so cool if we could get a company that would make a CD that played like a CD underneath, but then you could put it on a 45 player and also play it like a 45 on top. That'd be huge. It'd probably be $30 a CD,
right,
though.
$30 a CD, and you sell them for $10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, college is worthwhile.
Right.
Speaking of colleges, exactly. We've been playing a number of different colleges in the East Coast, so we're trying to do more. Any place that will accept us, accept and embrace original music. That's why we like the Bitter End as well.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, encourage original music. Also play around here locally, North Star. It's one of our other favorite
ways. Where's that in Brewster?
That's in Pound Ridge.
Pound Ridge. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And
no, because I play at the Pauling Tavern, so it's right near there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome.
Sort of close.
Close enough. Okay. So you guys prepared to rock and roll us a little bit?
Ready.
Play some songs?
Yes. I'm going to have my people move me and my chair off the stage.
Good. Get the stage hands
okay.
in here.
Okay, yeah, so easy on the chair.
All right, this first song we're going to play. Everyone cool?
Go with the intro. Okay, go.
First song's called Without Melinda, and it's about a girl who...
called
she goes
Debbie.
To the party. Yeah. You might know her. She kills the party. She just sucks the life out of the room. She leaves. Everyone rejoices, and the party really gets started. So,
here you go.
Here we go.
Here we are. Yeah.
1, 2. Things were perfect. Thou Melinda, the twinkle close now to her absence.
Melinda, this next song is Worry Out, which is track 3 on our album.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, I have to put the capo
this
on.
This is a song Brendan Ryan wrote.
Yep.
Acoustic version. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
line in that song is
this next song
we're going out we don't care to part
that's hair. A going out song and this next one's called Hands it's Down it's not a going
moving
out
on
song. Okay. I was trying to segue go ahead
I'm just saying I told my mom we were doing this show and we're playing that song and she goes is someone gonna part their hair for the show and I was like probably not.
Screw you, mother. So, this next song we shot a music video for, you can check it out on our website, 10feetdeep.com, all words.
You can also find us on Facebook. We are trying to be a more so of a Facebook band than a MySpace band. So if you're on Facebook, just you can find us. We're just 10 feet deep.
Yeah. Facebook.com and /backslash
10 feet deep.
10 feet deep.
Trying to raise 10,000 fans by 10-10-10, which is October 10, 2010. It's a little ambitious, but we're gonna shoot for that. And
it was a little promotional thing we did. I guess it was the end of December, and we wanted to get 1,000 fans by 1-1-2010, we got there in like 3 days. We had a lot of friends and fans.
It happened
really
to coincide with a concert at Fox Lane,
and it was really,
which was very helpful. So we're just trying to use the momentum, and with the new album coming out, just trying to capitalize on that.
Do you think it's your good looks or the music that that's doing this?
Definitely not the music.
So what do we have now? Hands down.
Yes. So it's called Hands Down.
This is also a song we have. We are going to be working on some upcoming videos. There's going to be a video for that song that we just played. Actually, the first two songs that we played, we're going to be shooting videos for in the next few weeks. This next song we're playing actually has a video already, which you can find at our website and or on YouTube. So here we go.
Remember me, I'm the boy who you held bound and wondered why when you see your thoughts are on to me. Out of sight, I don't mind what you're doing. All the people you've been screwing, we all cheat. Your cross right, I am me, your last, and wondered how it all unfolded. But it could get much worse, so I'm told you lost your mind at the races, chasing hounds.
We've got two more.
We have time for two more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why the hell not, right?
This one's our slow ballad. It's called Easy For You To Say. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Let's go.
Let me start now.
Do it.
All right.
This is our title track, or it's our opener, Cardinal Rule. Song of Thrones.
All right.
Down, I couldn't bear the trees down.
Thank you.
You guys fooled me.
Yeah.
I'm actually fooled me. In an acoustic set.
I know.
You see that coming.
The song's toasty.
So, yeah. It's our pleasure to be here.
I don't even have to ask the questions. You answer them before I say anything. You guys are awesome. You do remind me of the Beatles, but better.
I love the glasses thing.
Yeah.
Normally he wears them. Show him how it's done.
Yeah. They're normally their brightest glasses.
Yeah, and they actually go right over my other glasses.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it works.
So you're getting ready for like the 3D home thing.
Exactly. 3D is it's coming.
Just running.
Everything's going to be 3D soon.
Yeah, 3D is the new technical.
It was all LED, now it's going to be 3D.
Alex.
Yes.
Gordon, I'm glad you answered. So do you wear contacts?
Nope.
Okay, because I thought this was like ZZ Top, where Frank Beard's the drummer and he doesn't have one and the other two do.
Okay. And he's blind.
So, here's a trick question. Let's start with the drummer.
Yeah.
Mike, what are you going to do with the first million you make? Buy your parents a house.
Buy my parents a house, yeah. It's not the standard answer. I'm going to go to Disneyland.
Come on!
Invest wisely.
Alex.
A million lotto tickets.
Ooh.
It's
smart.
An investment
that's opportunity
smart. That I'm going to go forward with.
I love it.
It's all about the meth. makes sense.
Did you say about the meth or the math?
A little bit of both. It might not be a whole million. It might be some of the million.
I'll take the money and run. I don't know.
Where are you going to run to? Song reference. I'll pay off the college loans, and then maybe we'll take a trip to the islands. With my three CDs.
Which islands?
Doesn't matter.
You know, the islands.
The islands, come on.
Wherever people go when they say
yeah.
The islands.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So your next gig is?
Our next gig is February 20th. It's our CD release party. Everybody saw the CD. We're releasing it.
Bitter End.
Because it should be on iTunes by then, hopefully. It's at the Bitter End in the Village, Bleecker Street.
On Bleecker Street.
Free for everyone.
It is a free show.
Who's over 18?
We pulled some strings. It's not our next show, but it's our big show that we're promoting. We're playing at North Star this Thursday. We're playing, we're filming a music video this weekend at the Suffolk for Worry Out.
Yeah, if anybody wants to be in a music video, you can check out our website and everyone's welcome to be in it.
Anyone married in the band?
No.
Say no.
College ring.
Yes.
Anyone have more than one girlfriend in the band?
Mike.
Just one.
He's the drummer.
Yeah. It's his only job. Keep the beat, have more than one girlfriend.
It's one of the
same. Well, you have two hands.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Got one on each arm. So any final words you want to pass to the audience?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to see you on Facebook or just checking out the regular website, 10feetdeep.com.
Quick question.
Sure.
Why Facebook band and not a MySpace?
It's a lot better integrated. We can communicate with our fans a lot easier, a lot.
MySpace sucks. We'll say it.
Yeah, MySpace sucks. Facebook, if you find us, we'll be your friend.
I'm personally not hanging on MySpace because it is, the songs are up there if you want to go to our MySpace, but we are a Facebook band that's easy to promote shows. They're actual fans. You can have 1,000, you can have 20,000 MySpace fans and they could all be, companies.
Well,
fake accounts.
Guys, thank you so much. I hate to wrap it up, but we got to, because everybody has to go home. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
I wanted you to make a joke, and I was going to do it to do on Letterman. Outtakes.
Well, Letterman's the winner.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seriously.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're up.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so great job, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. You guys are awesome.
It's fun.
So you guys have any financing options for that DVD?
Well, you guys are so funny. I mean, you must have spent a lot of money making your album.
Right. We actually
never hoped to recoup that.
Oh, yeah. We were quite frugal.
You guys were good on camera. You guys were great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Really great. Thank you.
You know, if you were...
I mean, actually, I don't know. I'm going to... Hold on one second.
Okay. Yeah, I've got more CDs in the car.
Yeah, we
CDs
had albums for you guys. We'll get you some more.
Beep-pow!
You need a pillow for this thing.
I love the Monkey Simple. It's a nice touch.
Dude, it's so
I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear it, but it's
oh,
pretty,
you won't hear it.
I think it's funny
hilarious.
Just to hit.
Just look at it.
It's gonna be funny because I
with
look
the
like
sunglasses.
I'm hitting it so delicately. Like,
yeah.
It really makes a difference.
Actually, no,
you can hear it. It makes a big difference having like one symbol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It adds a lot.
It's like,
hey Brendan, I'm not telling you which island. I'm just gonna be on an island, and you're gonna be.
Where's Pete? I want to rehearse.
Okay, guys.
This is the fourth island I've gone
to. Here's
a
new thing that they're doing at the station. I want you to think about it. As anybody, if your local cable channel, they between shows, it's 27 minutes a show.
Right.
They do 2 minutes of like community bulletin board ads. Verizon and Optimum Online used to provide that music.
Yeah.
Now the station is reaching out to you guys. If you want like songs from your CD, mm-hmm. after the 2 minutes that they play it, they will flash.
During the daytime, it's.
Hell yeah.
You play the CD, we
but,
would love it.
But
love the exposure.
You get no payment, no royalties.
That's public.
It's duh.
Yeah. So what?
Screw it. Rip that up.
No, we
100 grand advance.